Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. We just give God the glory today. Amen. All honor and all the praise. We thank him for what he's doing. Amen. For the coming, amen, week. Amen. The week of Thanksgiving. Amen. And we want to thank him for his gracious mercy upon us. Amen. His tireless, amen, works, amen, in the earth realm in order to strengthen us and to cause us to do what is important for our life and our livelihood. I don't take nothing lightly with the Lord. Amen. I guess I've been on the road too long and I can't play games. So I want to make sure, amen, that I'm walking, amen, in the wheel and understanding how to literally run this race. Amen. It's important, it's imperative that we trust God and have faith to believe that he's able to do everything but fail. So I thank God for what he's doing.
In my heart, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a refuge for me.
God, we give you glory this day. Amen. For this is the day that you have created for your glory. I want to thank you. Amen. It is an honor to know you, to have the opportunity to embrace you Amen. In everything that I do, I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Because if it had not been for you, I don't know where I would be. I wouldn't, amen, praise God, amen, have made it thus far. But because of who you are, I stand today wanting to praise you and magnify your holy name. So many of us are coming into the holidays, amen, and we have not prepared, amen, anything, amen, because we didn't have the things in order to prepare us, amen, for the festive occasions. Some of us are homeless, Father God. Some of us are going through mental battles, spiritual and demonic wickedness, attacks on the physical, amen, as well as the spiritual. Amen, praise God, and you are the only way that can take us through this dark world. God, I ask you to touch. You said you'd have, in the word, the poor would be with us always. Those that are not, amen, able to provide, you are a provider. Strengthen us, amen, those that have children that are incarcerated, our husbands that are incarcerated, and they can't spend quality time with their family on that day because, amen, they are not where they can be reached. But prayers can be reached for those that are going through. Israel right now is going through, amen, a battle, amen. The Palestinians are attacking Israel. And they don't know that anybody that tries to harm Israel, they are going to suffer the consequences. And that's eternal damnation. While we in this, amen, coming week, let us be thankful for God's grace and mercy, but thankful for Israel. Thankful for, amen, their continuation, because they nobody can stop the will of God. Ask you, Lord God, for mercy upon those that are, amen, bound up with drugs and alcohol, prostitution, all manner of sins, amen, and want a release, but the enemy keep on pulling them deeper into something, and they don't know that, Lord God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. God, be with the pastors and teachers, evangelists, apostles, bishops, amen, praise God, and the lay people today, because they need to be strengthened by your word. We so quick to sugarcoat things and to make it pleasant that we jump and holler and run around in the church, but the church is still lacking. When it comes down for your bills to be paid, the pastor won't pay him because he's too busy building up a rapport for himself or herself. And they're having all kind of wickedness in the church and their leaders, and the covering over them is satanic. Having sex with members of the church and swapping wives and doing everything that they're big enough to do, swapping husbands and going with married men and doing things that are unholy. God, have mercy on them today. And bring them back in to the foot of the cross, because you are just God and you are able to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. You know, I have a word that's in season. God had given it to me, and I was really seeking an answer. Amen. Praise God. And I had prayed to God most of the morning, and I began to cry out because it was some things that I needed to understand. And God said, momentum. God told me, say, I have momentum. And so I brought this thought, amen, before you today. God will give you the momentum that you need in order to finish the race. You know, the Bible tells us that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end. I don't care what you're facing in life. I don't care what the enemy is doing to your mind. He's playing mind games. He's playing tricks. I don't care if for Thanksgiving you have to eat, amen, praise God, beans and rice, or you have to go to one of those organizations that's feeding the hungry and the needy. Don't look down on yourself. Don't turn your back on God, because he's going to give you that momentum to stand. Momentum, it literally calls this you to move in the spite of your oppositions, in the spite of your storms. It causes you to continue to trust in God, to be motivated despite of the obstacles that are in your way. It sets you in motion because of who God is. He wants you to continue to go on, to continue to fight the good fight of faith, to make yourself have the energy to go one more lap, one more time, one more round, one more, amen, thank you, Jesus, a time around, amen, praise God. That momentum will give you the energy to go forward despite of the oppositions in your life. Some of you facing with cancer, sugar diabetes, or AIDS, a child that's on crack, a husband that's on crack, committing adultery, or fornication, or a lying, or being rebellious in the midst of your race. Amen. But God want to tell you to don't stop the race. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Amen. Because of what the enemy is doing. So he's giving you the momentum to stand. The momentum, amen, that God gives, amen, it compels you to go forward and not to look back despite of what you are going through, what you will have to face on the next day. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. You're not going to win a race because you're so fast, nor the battle to the strong. You won't win because you're so strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding. This is not a race where you're so highly intelligent, amen, and that you can understand how to go through this. That's why we have Jesus Christ. Without God, amen, praise God, without Jesus Christ, without the Holy Ghost, amen, we would not make it. That's why he said, choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. You can't make it in this race if you're so highly intelligent that you don't need God, that you've got it all figured out. Amen. A lot of people done figured this thing out and then started the race and didn't count the cost. There's a price that you have to pay. And so as I was going through, amen, and thinking and had them prayed to the Lord, I said, God, I don't understand. Just come off of a 40-day fast. And I said, Lord, I mean, I tell you, oh, my God, it's been warfare. Amen. Off of the fast more than it was when I was in the fast. So I had to understand how to deal with it. God said, don't worry. He said, I've given you the momentum to cause you to move, to go forward. Amen. In spite of the oppositions in my life, there are so many things that occur, but we cannot be weakened by what we see, disturbed by what we feel or what we hear. We have to, amen, totally depend on God. And then it said, nor yet favor to man of skill. You got to be able to understand. You can be skilled in certain things, but not in this race of life. Amen. God don't want you if you're so skillful that you don't need him. But time and chance happen to them all. Everybody's going to have a chance to run this race, but it's going to be how you deal with it. Who you gonna call on? Amen. You can't call on your own intelligence. It said in 1 Corinthians 9:24, it said, know ye not that they which run in a race run it all, but one received the prize. So run that ye may obtain. We ain't running to try to compete with the Joneses. We're not running to try to outfigure, amen, and win before, amen, Mary or Sally get there. Amen, praise God. But we, amen, are being made through our momentum and the skills and the strengthening that, amen, praise God, we need. God say, we've been endured for a night, but joy coming in the morning. He say, after you done suffered with him a while, he'll sell you, strengthen you, and establish you. He also lets you know that in the midst of this, amen, you're going to mount up on wings as an eagle. You're going to run and not get weary. You're going to walk and not faint. The enemy, who is Satan, wants to cause you to get weary. In the midst of your race, he wants to cause you to not have the momentum to go on, the energy, the stamina, amen, praise to go on, praise God. But if you hold on to God, amen, praise God, now get in a hurry, even though it might not look good, God is going to bring you through. And every man that's striving for mastery is temperate in all things. In this race, you got to be temperate. Amen. Praise God. If you're striving to master over what Satan has been mastering over you with, you're going to have to literally learn how to be calm. Amen. To be pleasant. Amen. Praise God. In the midst of your storms. Amen. You can't go around false accusing humans. You're going to have to learn how to have self-control. Amen. Praise God. That's what temperate means. Amen. A lot of times when you're going through and it doesn't feel good, amen, praise God, you will lose that self-control. And once you lose that self-control, the enemy will have you. And you won't be able to, amen, win the race because he'll start feeding you with junk food. You need to go to a part and tell her God ain't moving, amen, for you. You need to go to a socket. God ain't going to do nothing for you. You need to call on your wooden God, the things that you worship. You need to go sit in the car that you worship and get an answer. But that's a lie from the enemy and that causes you to go off track. You got to be temperate in this race. You got to be able to, amen, praise God, wait on God. Even when the enemy, amen, done took all your finances, you're getting foreclosure on your home. Amen, your children are sick or there's something going through. You got to be able to be temperate and have the momentum that causes you to move forward despite of what the enemy is doing. He might slow you down, but he can't take you out. He might cause you to be sick like I got sinuses so bad, but he can't stop me. Amen. Even sometimes sickness in your body will cause you to think all kind of crazy thoughts and want to give up. But the Bible says, you must have that momentum, and you must be temperate. Amen. Therefore, so run not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm fighting a supernatural warfare that's in the realm, and we got a supernatural God that defeats the demons, those principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world that don't mind taking you out. Amen. So you don't fight this uncertainty because your certainty is in God. He gives you the momentum to understand that, amen, he's going to see you through this here. Even though you're attacked every day, he's going to see you through it. Just before daybreak, he gives you an answer. I prayed, God gave me the answer. Amen. Therefore, run. Don't stop running, Satan. Don't give in to what Satan is trying to do, because he got all kinds of strategies. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Amen. I'm making my body be able to stand, be able to, amen, thank you, Jesus, have the power that it needs in order to finish the race that's set before me, to strengthen me, even though I might be at my lowest moment about to faint. God will strengthen you if you turn to him in prayer. He will give you the tenacity, amen, the ability, amen, to go on and command your day. Amen. Rule in supremacy as that royal priesthood and that holy nation. Don't let the enemy take you out. Amen. But bring it into, amen, praise God, according to what the word say. Begin to prophesy to yourself. Begin to, amen, be like Ezekiel did, prophesy to those dry bones, and they became life. Amen, praise God. Speak the word over your life. Let that momentum that you have give you the strength, amen, to see, amen, and go forward in spite of the oppositions. Somebody will not have food on their tables. What are you going to do? Somebody will not have clothes. What are you going to do? Keep that momentum sustained. Want to do is make your enemies your footstool. Keep that momentum. think this is a hard time for a lot of us, but God is real. I've seen Jesus Christ in the spirit realm. I've seen the Holy Ghost, and I've seen a figure of God. I've seen the New Jerusalem. Weeping and endure for a night, the joy coming in the morning. Don't lose your momentum, because you're going to need it. Amen. It's not going to get better down here, but God has made a promise to his people that he will not leave you nor forsake you. I'm a witness. I told you I was going through a battle this morning, and I needed a word from the Lord. And God spoke to me audibly and told me, he said, momentum. He's given me that momentum to stand when I'm weak. He's given me that momentum to take on, amen, praise God, and finish this race. Amen. I've counted the cost, and I know it's a suffering way. I've counted the cost, and I know, amen, praise God, I have to bear my cross. But in the midst of it, I'm not going to turn my back on God. Amen. Stay strong. Amen. And remember, every day, I have the momentum, even though the enemy has come in and tried to overthrow. I have the momentum to master, to be strengthened. Amen. Praise God. To master what has been mastering me. Amen. This year, amen, coming, it won't be like this year. That's going to pass. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. God bless.